800-654-9659. Everybody, welcome back to the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, April 16th, 2025 edition. Rod Wheeler, now this is so funny that Rod sent me this text message, because after the interview, I had Dr. Jeff stay on the line. We're doing a switch to a different platform starting in May to do our interviews. And I had to talk to Jeff about downloading this program and us doing a test call. Rod texted me at 9:17. He said all that Dr. Jeff needed was a horse. Well, guess what? During the break, he says, you know what? He said, I might bring my horse down and do an old-fashioned rodeo shooting, riding display exhibition thing that he does with his horse. He sets up targets, and the targets are, you know, down near the range. And then what he does is he rides his horse like the old-fashioned cowboy movies where they used to shoot. Well, he shoots at the targets, has multiple targets set up in a row, and he shoots at different targets while riding his horse and serpentining in and out of the targets. I'm like, shut up, dude. You actually know how to do that? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm actually pretty proficient at it. So Rod says all he needed was a horse. Well, maybe he might be bringing his horse. He doesn't know for sure this year or for perhaps next year. But, yeah, he said, Rod says that would be awesome. I know, right? Oh, my God, that would be so cool. He is going to definitely try to make it. He said he might have another event, a conference in Harbor Springs that weekend. He said, but he'll work around it and hopefully be able to bring his kids, because I've never even met his kids, but he'd like to bring his kids down, he said, and have them learn how to shoot. So, yeah, we're excited. He said, we're going to try to make that happen. So wouldn't that be cool to see him on a horse and riding the horse and shooting at the targets at the same time? That would be just awesome. Unbelievable. Randy Walker listening in. Hey, bro, I'm going to be retired by then. I'll be there. Yeah. Yes, sir. Cool. Saturday, July 19th, Randy. So put it in your calendar, and I'll add you to the list of my range safety officers. I got Brett and Tammy Gooding. I got Chris Holtz. As a backup, I even have Tom Curtis, but he's usually busy talking to people about their firearms and buying and swapping and trading guns. So, yeah, we're going to have a great year. Also, Rob Cordes from the Trump Unity Bridge. He's got all brand new Trump gear, and he's going to be there. Music, it's going to be a blast. So we're excited. So definitely mark your calendars. Saturday, July 19th, Central Lake, Michigan, from noon to 4 p.m. So you can definitely make a day of it and visit some of our Frisky Farm Market over there in Atwood. It's only about 20 minutes away from the fun shoot. So if you've never been to Frisky's Farm Market, the new unbelievable store that they built, you got to go check that out. When you get to Frisky's Farm Market, go to the bakery and tell them that Trucker Randy told you to get an apple fritter. These things, I'm not kidding, they are probably the size of a small personal pizza. They weigh about a pound each, and they've got real chunks of apples almost in every bite, with that wonderful glaze on top. Oh, man, best apple fritters on the planet. Just love their apple fritters. So definitely check it out, Frisky's Farm Market. They have a Facebook page of all their events, special things coming up here for this summer. So definitely check out Frisky's Farm Market. It's on US 31 in beautiful, adorable Atwood, Michigan. So greatly appreciate them. They're going to be a sponsor. We'll have some Frisky apples for everybody to kind of take with you after the event. You want to clean your teeth, just bite into a Frisky apple, and you'll be good to go. Oh, my God, it's going to be a great event. So excited, so much looking forward to it. You guys need to know something about Lansing. They are looking at the possibility of changing Public Act 51 of 1951. What am I talking about? Public Act 51 in the year of 1951, 7 years before I was born. Okay, I'm 67. This thing was done 74 years ago. Quote of the day was made by Eric Dennis. He's a CRC civil engineer and urban planner. And he said, Public Act 51 of 1951, we are still operating under a law that was written for a different time with very much different priorities. What is he talking about? President Dwight D. Eisenhower, former general in charge of all the troops during D-Day, June 6, 1944, the invasion of Europe, the beaches of Normandy in France, where we basically pulled off the biggest military operation in the history of the United States military, bigger than anything else we've ever done ever as a country. Well, General Eisenhower became president after World War II. And President Eisenhower, being a mathematician, a strategist, looked at the country and said, you know what? We need an interstate highway. So he and his civil engineers sat down and planned out the United States of America. And what they came up with was a highway system starting down at our southern border with highways running east and west, starting with 10. Then north of 10 is 20, 30, 40, the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s, going all the way to the top of the United States. So, for example, when I was truck driving years ago, I'd run 10 out of Florida all the way across to Arizona, ultimately into Southern California. I had drops, I had loads, I had to pick up something in Florida and take it to California. Well, drove most of it along 10. If you're traveling the middle of the country, that's 40. I-40. I-40, Interstate 40, runs east and west, all the 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70s, 80s, 90s, all run east and west on our U.S. map. All the fives run north and south. On the East Coast, you got 95. That runs from Florida all the way up to Maine. California, I-5, they went left to right as they went from the south to the north, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90s to the top. Well, they started with the 5, Highway I-5 in California. As you head east, 15s. That's running like, I got to look at the map to be specific, but Las Vegas, Nevada. Run north and south, 15s, 25, 35, 45, 55, 65. You're running basically 65 runs from Minnesota all the way down to Texas. Then head east, I-75. That starts in Michigan, going all the way down to Florida. 85s, kind of east of Michigan, kind of in the mountains area. And then 95, you're on the East Coast. You're running from Miami all the way to Maine. Well, guess what? In 1951, in Michigan, the legislators, working with President Eisenhower, passed Public Act 51 of 1951. That was the road funding program that was created when Dwight D. Eisenhower was president of the United States. Folks, we are still funding our roads in Michigan under that public act. What? You got to be kidding me. Nope. That's how they fund our roads today. 7 years longer than I've been alive, and I'm on Medicare. You got to be kidding me. With all the things that have changed, our vehicles, our trucks, all the things that we have been doing for the last 74 years, you guys are still trying to fund our roads with Public Act 51 from 1951. Unbelievable. I can't believe this. Public Act 51 of 1951, the law that divvies up the state's road money, should be repealed and replaced with a, quote, rational formula, end quote, that splits up the dollars based on needs, the cost of construction, and the cost of maintaining the roads and bridges, according to a Citizen Research Council report. CRC civil engineer, urban planner Eric Paul Dennis said the fiscal cliff, quote unquote, the state is allegedly bound to fall off of is like a cavernous pothole on Interstate 75 is not overblown. If existing money was moved around, there is plenty enough money to fix the roads. That doesn't mean that we shouldn't be talking about funding at this time. Even if nominal funding stays flat due to inflation, it eats away at your purchasing power fairly quickly. But as we have these talks, let's keep it all in context. We don't need to be in a panic situation quite yet, but it's coming. Michigan's funding for their roads came in 30 out of 50. Think about that. We are basically more than halfway to the bottom of road funding out of all 50 states. Well, we're going to wrap this story up on the other side. He's got some ideas that are completely out of the box. We'll talk about those. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776. 230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of first hour today here on this Wednesday. Wrapping up this story real quick. The CRC report said the funding, Michigan came in at 30 out of 50 states, meaning we're just more than halfway bad than all the other states. 25 states, 29 states, better at funding their roads than we are, coming in at 30 out of 50. However, when you do the analysis, Michigan ranks dead last in the nation for road funding is not the case. Again, 30 out of 50. However, when you factor in other infrastructure that ties into road funding, like bridges, overpasses, things like that, Dennis said the state had reduced the percentage for poor conditions for the bridges. About half of our bridges are poor and factors in and brings us down to 43rd nationally when you factor in roads and bridges. Only seven other states have worse roads than us. 42 other states have better roads and bridges than us. Lastly, in the report, when you factor in the highway system, for example, the interstates, I-94 runs east and west, I-75 running north and south, Michigan comes in at 40th overall in poor conditions for roads, bridges, and highway interstate systems. One of the issues identified by the CRC report was how the data on road conditions were gathered by the Transportation Asset Management Council, the TAMC, through a method called Pavement Surface Evaluation and Ratings, the PASER system, that involves road staff driving on roads and issuing a number between 1 and 10. These are actually their staff of this council driving around the state of Michigan, giving numbers to the roads they're driving on. Well, here's how the analysis breaks down. The method originally was meant for small rural road agencies and the local communities that most of us live in around the state. Highly more populated areas of urban cities like Detroit, Flint, Saginaw, Grand Rapids use a different system. Well, what they did, this Transportation Asset Management Council, the TAMC, adopted a method and turned it into MyPacer for Michigan, because they found that they could do the data more efficiently using computer metrics. Inexpensive, easy way to forecast the conditions of the road without actually driving on them. Nah, I'm sorry, but what you're doing is using a computer to set up a model to anticipate what you think the road is going to be like for that area. Totally disagree. As a former truck driver, you can go from a road that you're on into a different jurisdiction. How many times do we see it on I-75? You're on an absolutely beautiful, smooth pavement, and it says entering whatever county, Crawford County, or whatever county you're driving down. You're at the county line. You see the county sign. You ever notice how the pavement changes? Why is that? This is I-75. This is an interstate highway. How is it, and who was the genius that said, we're going to stop resurfacing right here at this county line? Are you ever coming back? It happens all the time. Well, they're using computer models instead of actually driving the roads, or maybe they just ran out of money. Well, this gentleman presenting the report said one issue is that it is a subjective metric. There are a number of human biases that could impact ratings. TAMC data is often presented as being thorough, but it does have a human objective quality to it, along with an engineering quality metric. But it is not completely one or the other. For the basis of the report, they're saying $3.9 billion per year is needed for the next 10 years at a minimum to get us back to 90% good road conditions in the state of Michigan. Republicans passed a road funding bill that provided 3.1. Another report I read this week on the show, $2.5 billion annually additional funding needed. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer, in speaking to MERS News Service yesterday, said that she feels they're getting closer and closer to a road funding deal. We'll see if it happens and if it's made part of this new upcoming budget. Hour number two today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again,